Welcome to Leadership Behind the Scenes with me, Normie Nathan, executive coach and leadership consultant. In this podcast, we champion human-friendly leadership because you're human first and leader second. We share tips and insights on how you can increase your impact and influence so you can be the leader you've always dreamt of being and feel proud when you look in the mirror. Welcome, welcome to another episode of Leadership Behind the Scenes. Today we are talking about how you can trust yourself more when you don't need to get it right. I have written and recorded and spoken so many times about the importance of self-trust and importance of trusting yourself, and I am so excited to give you another one on how you can trust yourself more. Before we dive into this, I just want to draw your attention to the Leadership Hour, which is a phenomenal container for helping you trust yourself more. It's such a beautiful space. This is where powerful and kind leaders and business owners and self-employed people go to get the clarity so that they can trust themselves. It is a spectacular place, and it's 1 hour a month. No pre-work, no post-work, no fluff, no group interaction. Just you being guided by my questions, by my activations. You write, you come away with that grounded clarity, that sense that I get it. I know who I need to be. I know what it's about for me this month. I know where to focus my energy and attention. The noise goes away. Your commitment to yourself and what matters is reignited. And it just makes you so much more productive, so much more powerful. It makes you feel much better. I'm doing a free trial. Come join, depending on whether you're hearing this real time or not. Right now, real time as I'm recording this, there's a 3 months free trial that doesn't even require card details. In the future, you might find that there's 1 month free trial, but basically go to norminatan.com/leadership hour, sign up, come give it a go. It's a really, really beautiful gift to yourself and your surroundings, because when we're clear, we do much better work, we feel much better. And this is the one habit that I have found helps all humans just be better, do better, have better impact. This habit is so fundamental. So, norminatan.com/leadership hour. Go there, sign up, join the free trial. And let's dive into today's content. So take a breath. And let's dive in. Do you ever feel like, I've got to get this right? I mean, maybe those are not the exact words going on in your mind, but it's the energy of like, I've got to find the right answer. I got to do the right thing here. I've got to figure out at least the best way forward. I got to do the right thing, the smart thing. If you've ever felt that, I'm pretty sure you have. Probably many times. Perhaps there's a thing even right now where you think, you know, some level of I've got to get it right. I want you to check why. Why have you got to get it right? I got to get it right because what answer comes? I got to get it right because. Because what? Every answer I have found comes back to some kind of level of fear. I got to get it right because otherwise, you know, I might look stupid. Because otherwise, I might lose my job. Because otherwise, I might lose momentum in my career. And this career move could cost me, you know, my future. I mean, we get very dramatic. I got to get it right because otherwise I might lose the company money. I got to get it right because otherwise my spouse will be upset and I'll fail them. I got to get it right because otherwise, you know, I'll just, all of the energy I've put into this will be wasted. I won't be there for my kids the way I want. I got to get it right because otherwise what? It is some kind of fear. If you dig into it, there is fear, fear, fear. And, oh, wow, being a human, we are wired to live with fear. We are wired to be guided by fear because we are wired for survival. We're not wired to thrive. We are wired to find ways to be safe. And how do we be safe? By being afraid. Watch out, this could go wrong. Except when you're listening to Leadership Behind the Scenes, most of what you're up against, most of what you're dealing with are not things that are really about your actual primal human safety. It triggers the same primal responses in your body and in your brain, but it isn't really about that. I mean, we've got to calm our nervous system and go, oh, well, what if I did say something wrong in that presentation? And what if I didn't get it right in that pitch meeting? And what if I didn't get that job? What, it's over? There are no second, third, or fourth chances? I can never come back? I mean, don't we all love a good comeback story? And even that is making it too dramatic, right? So what if you didn't get it right one time? Welcome to humanity. I mean, like, we're not meant to get it right all the time. Do you dislike people that sometimes get it wrong? Or do you only dislike people that get it wrong and still pretend they got it right? That's, I think, the bit we don't like. It's like, they still pretend they got it right. Or they pretend it's someone else's fault and they take no responsibility. There's nothing wrong with not getting it right. It is just how it is. And all we've got to do is learn and take responsibility. And that's it. And so when we want to get it right, we are not very trustworthy because we're driven by fear rather than, you know, what's for the greater good? What's a win-win-win for all? What is the long-term best picture, right? When we got to get it right, we are tight because fear makes us tight. It makes our breathing shallow. Wisdom doesn't come through to people that don't breathe deeply. Wisdom doesn't come through to people that don't breathe deeply. It stays. You know, like I often imagine that our neural pathways and the way energy comes to us is like we have all these pipes in our body. I know this is not fully biologically correct, but when we then are full of fear, we basically tighten up. And so I imagine that, you know, the intuition that wants to come in and the miracle energy and the guidance that comes just from other humans, like we scrunched up so tight in all our pipes that the information can hardly flow. And so we can't receive it even when it's there. And then when we relax and we breathe deeply and we are willing to not be right, right? Then we can relax and going, oh, it's okay if I'm not right. Much more space. The pipes open. The information can flow. Things can flow to us. It can connect the different pieces of information we receive daily from different sources can all flow and connect. And then, ding, oh, now it's clear. I got it. It makes sense. And we cannot trust ourselves that much when we need to get it right because fear is driving us. And anyone who is driven by fear does not make the best decisions for the greater good for the long term. Fear is about saving myself right now. And there are moments for that. You know, I know there are people around the world that are in fear, but I bet that if you had that kind of fear, you would not be listening to my podcast right now. You would just be in it. And so whatever's going on for you, the fact that you have made time to listen to this podcast means that's not the fear we're talking about. That's not that kind of fear. And so you got to tell yourself, it's okay not to get it right. Wisdom will come to me and self-trust will expand when I'm willing to not be right. When it's not about me and saving myself, but it is about the greater good for the long term, then, yeah, some of the decisions I make will be great and some of the decisions will be slightly off. And that's okay because I'll keep course correcting because I'm willing to learn because it's not about me being right because I will be fine. I will figure it out. I can trust myself to navigate the not getting it right because there's always another chance. And I own my stuff. And people that get it wrong and own their stuff, they learn, they grow, and they gain respect again and again and again. So, take a breath. Remember, wisdom can only come to you when you breathe deeply, when you don't have to get it right, when you gotta just remind yourself, I've got this, whichever way this goes, because I'm conscious, because I'm aware, because I'm paying attention to the bigger picture and the longer term and the deeper reason why something matters. And so I can trust myself. I really want you to ease up on it. And anytime you notice, I got to get this right or else I got to get this right because, notice the fear. Tell yourself the truth that, you know, I'm going to do, I don't even know if the best. I'm going to tune into the greater good and I'm going to make a move. And then I'm going to make another move and I'm going to be all in for the greater good of what's possible here and for the win-win-win. And then I trust myself and everyone that we will keep figuring it out. I've got to trust that, you know, it will work out. And it's not about right, because right is about fear. It is about the greater good for the longer term. Remind yourself that there is no actual threat, that things keep changing and no one really knows what the right next move is in business or in leadership right now because, oh my, change comes faster than ever before. And so do as much as you can, but for sure get out of survival, for sure get out of the fear drive, whatever it takes for you to calm your nervous system. I'm going to trust myself because I know I'm focusing on the greater good here. I can trust myself. I can relax. I can let in wisdom. I can breathe. I can trust the guidance that come. I will open my pipes and let all the information come together. And then something will feel clear and true and I'll go for that. And I won't worry about whether it's right because I'll keep doing this. And then more information will be revealed. And only in hindsight will we ever know what was what. So this is how I'll operate. This is how I'll go. If you enjoyed this episode, go to nominatan.com/leadership hour and get yourself a free trial of the Leadership Hour. It's a monthly hour where I guide you to tap into your inner wisdom, to tap into your self-trust, to meet with your best leadership self. You're here to have an impact. You're here to feel grounded and calm and clear and confident. And this 1 hour a month really amplifies all of this. It's fun. It's easy. Come check it out. And there's other benefits for the Leadership Hour too. So head over there, sign up. And for now, no matter what's going through your mind, now is a really good time to breathe. So let's take a breath. And go spread the magic.